AI News by Conjero.
Big news for AR today. Snap is sticking with Qualcomm for its next glasses, tying the device to Snapdragon XR. The plan signals a compute-forward approach with on-device AI, real-time computer vision, and sensor-driven rendering all inside a tight power budget.
That means a single silicon platform will be the spine of the system, blending CPU, GPU, and AI accelerators so frames are understood and rendered on-device, not pinging the cloud for every frame.
The launch window says this year, but it's not a green light. It's a compressed validation path. Hardware, tooling, and supply chain all have to align before a consumer launch.
And it positions Snapdragon XR as the compute spine, which could speed up developer tooling and reduce integration frictions, though it raises questions about portability and vendor lock-in.
There are real risks too. Concentrating compute in one ecosystem means supply risks and a potential stagnation if interoperability isn't kept alive across revisions.
From the user side, imagine gaze-aware UI and real-time scene understanding happening on device, so you get faster responses and less cloud latency.
Developers will need SDKs, profiling tools, and cross-layer optimization support to ship apps that run smoothly on this XR stack.
Qualcomm's roadmap aims to normalize the hardware-software interface across XR devices, which could help partners, but also concentrates influence in one silicon family.
Snap's move frames a multi-year cadence to lock in this compute-forward path, even as the market watches for true interoperability with other vendors.
We'll keep an eye on ecosystem tooling, certification timelines, and whether this single-stack approach actually unlocks a broader AR glasses rollout in 2026 style.
AI News by Conjero.